and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast. Yo soy Esteban Garcia III, a.k.a. Champs, brought to you with my producer, El Compa, Barry Jesbera, also the third, and the man they call capitalized gums, lowercase teeth, El Compa, Albert, from the Full Circle Group. Together, we join forces and create one of the most outstanding podcasts available on Monday. How many podcasts do you think are available on Monday, in all reality? Don't answer that. Anyway, it's brought to you by Grasshopper for all your medicinal cannabis, all of the needs. Make sure you go to Grasshopper. You take $12. In turn, they give you 3 pre-rolls. Mm. You make your card clack. They give you 20% back. Oh. I just went over this last previous weekend and met up with David the Black Belt, who is a GM there. And we have quite a treat for you guys. We're going to do a 420 yoga sesh here at the warehouse, led by Kula Yoga, brought to you by, obviously, Grasshopper. They will be blessing us with some edibles, with some pre-rolls for 420. Duh. Ooh. And we're also going to be linking up with the homies from Smugglers. They are a brand locally based that also have the best branding and packaging for their flower, dog. Oh. It looks like 1989 Topps baseball cards. And then you open it and it's like, not a piece of gum.
It's marijuana.
It's marijuana.
Very cool.
Is marijuana the term looked down upon? Do we have to say cannabis?
Yes.
You can't say weed, right? I'm sure that's probably
cannabis
the one.
Is the more politically correct and better term.
Better?
Who decided that?
Marijuana was a term, if I believe correctly. Oh,
but
it was made out of a racist time when they were trying to say, like, all the Mexicans are coming here and bringing it. That's why they spell it with a J sometimes.
I don't like the way you're looking at us and just saying that. Yeah, shit, bro. That's a little
notice
weird.
How I didn't look at Gus, though.
Because he'll...
I'm scared.
He'll do some things to you. Make your card clack, get 15% back. Go on a Tuesday, Toker Tuesday. Toker Tuesday. I think it's 30% off.
On Toker Tuesday,
bro. Toker Tuesday. Big fans. As always, Steel Bobby. Tribal Click. Lower left. Since 1989, Tribal Streetwear, holding it down. Pay them a visit. We just went, Barry.
Didn't let me see.
Yeah, we did.
Kiss the ring, dog.
Let me just touch my shoe. What's on my shoe? Oh, Jesus. Damn, I don't know what's going on my shoe. We just went. Well, Barry got himself some Tribal chonies. Go ahead, Barry. Flex them. Look at that, dog. Tribal chonies brought to you by Isaac Ruiz.
They're never
going to
give me anything
Bobby.
Again.
Yeah, you'll never get anything again.
Yours don't roll over at the front like mine, yeah.
You're going to have to excuse Albert's like surprise when he looks at you, pull up your
you're
pants.
You're supposed to be able to read that?
His is like a fruit roll-up when he pulls up your shirt.
I get 3-4 rolls, dog.
Good for you, bro. Hey, but we're still on. 25 pounds by June 1st.
Yes, sir.
$100.
Well,
no, what?
185 by June 1st.
Okay, what are you at currently?
It's because I don't know. We never did an official weigh-in, but 185 is the goal.
185 is the goal.
Yeah.
And if you don't hit that 185.
It was $100, right? Some shit?
It's not some shit like that. It is that.
It's $100, yeah.
You're going to pay $100 to Barry?
No.
What, is it just one?
Yeah, just to you. I don't like Barry on a personal level.
So you don't want to bless him with a Benji. All right, that's cool. I'll take your $100, bro. Shit, he got
muted. Don't piss off the producer.
And he muted you.
No, so if I win, I get 100 from each of you?
Yeah.
No.
No,
see,
we're changing we're moving the goalpost.
Dude, I'll do 100.
I'll go 100 straight up with you.
But Barry needs to pay back too.
All right, cool.
All right, so you're covering Barry.
Barry. Oof, that's fine. Well, we got.
Damn, you
I don't have any confidence.
Faith.
Zero.
That'll get you 185.
Nah, fool. I don't think you've seen 185 since Blink 182 added 3 new members, bro. You are not gonna get anywhere near 185.
I don't know what that
fool.
Was.
That 185. Was a slick one. That was
185 is a school playground, and you have an anklet bracelet. You are not getting anywhere near 185, bro. You're not allowed 185. 205.
You motherfucker.
I'll give you 205, bro.
I think I'm like 208 today.
208.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like something like that.
208 before
I
the
believe you.
Dump,
dog. I'm here for it. I want you.
I'm going to get to 185.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to start rolling with Gus.
Rolling.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Complimentary jujitsu, he said.
Complimentary. Stay tuned, because like I was saying, David the Black Belt from Grasshopper, he is also co-owner of National City Jiu-Jitsu, and they just had their grand opening. They will be coming on the podcast to go over it all. I think we can finesse for a session or two for you to get in there. It's time, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I feel good. Like I've been slowly like picking up my workout routine.
Look like shit, but
well, thank you. That's 3 kids, 3 jobs, multiple things of responsibilities. You'll get there one day. Shit, bro. Isaac Ruiz, Silk Cloud.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for bringing and sponsoring us. Look at this shirt, dude. Look at this, Barry.
Oh, you want to see your shirt? Okay.
Is that a cat? Boy, is it. There's a cat inside of a star on my shirt, and it's sponsored by Silk Cloud. Thank you very much, Isaac Ruiz, for all of you do. We like to visit him as well down at the Silk Cloud. All of the things. Hey,
you're one ring closer.
Now, I'm one ring closer to having that wool-lined jacket, brother. I'm all about it. Ah. We'll get into more sponsor drops later, but this is an opportunity to have you talk about what you're all about with the Full Circle Group, brother.
Yeah, still a great time to buy. Our industry's changing a little bit. There were some announcements last week as to how we approach buying and selling homes in the United States, but all is good.
Very nice.
If you're interested in buying or selling a home, give me a ring.
I like
Happy
it,
Happy to put a plan for
Do people recognize you in the streets now for being their local real estate agent? Or more for having small teeth?
Small teeth. I still get in the back of dark bars. Is that small teeth?
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I do. Mainly the Manhattan and the Elwood.
Oh, man.
But yeah, do you know that little mural next to Barcy Nombre?
¿Cuál güey?
The one that has like all the names around it?
Yeah. The Third Avenue
mural.
There's
little teeth around my name on that. Have you ever seen that?
No way. Somebody did you dirty?
I think it was you.
For sure it was me. No. I'll stab you in the front, homie. I'll stab you in the front. I'm looking at you.
La bala fría. Yeah, so if you look at it on your way home today, there's little teeth on that shit, dog.
Good on you, bro. Full circle. Going good? How's well?
Life is great. Yeah, we're crushing. We're off to a great start of this year. I think people are seeing that interest rates are coming down at the end of the year, and so people are wanting to get in before the am frenzy starts. So.
I saw you at an award ceremony that said top 5% award winner? Or what is that all about?
Yeah, so top 5% producing agent in San Diego County.
What does that mean, fool? Because I see every real estate agent has that.
No.
No? Okay, go ahead.
Maybe. No, I don't know. There's like levels of production based on volume. So I just hit top 5% of that. I was top 10% last year, so.
Increasing.
Yeah, and so we'll be top 1% this year.
We.
Both Fabio and I have.
Get it, dog. I'm proud of you, and I'm happy you're here. When you're here, I feel like, you know, we have a little bit of fun.
Well, it's good to have a punching bag in a gym.
How would you know what a gym looks like?
Damn, for white no reason.
Dog, that's crazy. That fucking white privilege though, is wild.
When you make it easy.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I'm here to help, dog, you know?
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. You see what I do, Sweat? We just talk shit, we divert, but then we bring it back. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to all the things we do. YouTube, doing good, Barry. Doing good. Mm-hmm. Getting close to the next elusive number. We're getting there. Spotify seems to be the one that we promote the most. You can watch our videos there. Not every podcast on Spotify currently has access to video. We are one of the few.
Where you flip it and it's got the...
You flip it and you can actually watch it. Yeah, so some of them have video. That's pretty cool. We'll keep going. Spotify as our number one. We are also on Apple. So review, rate, subscribe, do all of the things. Member roll call. I'm going to give you the top five that just subscribed because we had an open house this weekend, and it was fun, and I brought the president of the foundation in to go over things. But before we give him his much-needed attention, Martin, big ups to you. You're the most recent subscriber to the Emo Brown Social Club.
Just Martin.
Martin, I don't like to give it all out, bro.
Oh, shit.
Jaime Cepeda.
Oops.
Oh, the whole one. Bad on me. Welcome to the Emo Brown Social Club. Welcome back.
Yeah.
The homie Jesse Aguilar. Hyphen Perez, the whole name and the hyphen,
shit,
dog.
Dude.
Welcome to the crew, Giancarlo Nencini. Bienvenido al baile, bailando sin bailar. Noberto Corona.
Noberto?
A lot of these dudes are like UPS guys. A lot of these guys, in all actuality, I started working the brewery again Tuesday through Thursday. Stop by and see me.
What time to what time?
Noon to like 5:30, 6, whatever.
Dope.
And people will ask us, oh, what's Emo Brown? I say, well, and I go over it. And I say, hey, you get a card where you get a discount. You get $5 pints here. You get $12 crawlers. You get 4 crawlers for $40. You get discounts at La Nacional, Machete.
Grindhouse.
Balboa Burger. Grindhouse, bro. Bingy Grasshopper. Barrio. Everywhere. Throughout.
Full circle.
Throughout the region. Oh, really? Tell me.
I give 5% back to the client, 5% back to the foundation.
Look at us, bro. You be handing out like just big old TVs when people buy a house, huh?
Yeah.
That's the move?
Ad free install.
What does that mean?
Like they come out and they hide the cables and they do the whole fucking thing.
Look at you. Good on you, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, you're doing things and I see you.
It's good to be seen.
I can't understand. Don't talk. Welcome to you new members. You are in for the wildest dreams you've ever imagined and encountered with us here today to share a little bit about what went down at the open house. I am a good father and an awesome husband, so I was unable to make it on time. Gus is neither of those two things, so he was here from the beginning to the end. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Emo Brown Foundation, El Compadre, El BFF, Thumb in the Butt, Jiu-Jitsu Black Belt, Gustavo Gonzalez. There he is, bro. Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Good father. My kid just didn't have a game, so I was fortunate enough to be able to be there the whole time.
Don't address allegations unless it's a valid truth, bro.
Spring League starts this Saturday.
Tell me about the open house, man.
Open house was good, man. A lot of positive vibes, you know. A lot of social club members stopped by, got their mugs. A couple new people signed up. We had the new merch. If you didn't grab a shirt,
are we selling that?
Yeah, they're for sale. There's not
the pink shirt.
The pink shirt, yeah.
Okay, cool.
There's only like maybe small mediums and like 2XLs left out.
You're gonna have to add two mediums together, fool.
Ooh, shit. That's arithmetic. Go ahead.
And then we had about 3 or 4 of the recipients here to collect their second installment.
Very nice, their, brother. Very nice.
Their scholarship.
And you've done an excellent job so far in your first year as president, man.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, it was big shoes to fill after you, bro.
I have wide shoes. That's about it, though. But we're good.
But it was cool, man. A couple of the parents spoke up, and that was kind of cool. Hearing their perspective as a parent and, like, how it helped their student, not only their kiddo, but also them financially, you know. So they were stoked. And kids are doing good, man. They're
thriving?
Thriving. One girl kind of pivoted and changed directions, which was really cool to hear, too.
But what happened?
So she was doing... I think cosmetology, and then she went started working with refugees, and she's going into social work now.
Very nice.
So
man.
She pivoted and she found a new something. She's like, dude, it makes me happy just to go out there and just help these refugees. So it's like it speaks to me, and we're like, that's cool, man. Like, I'm glad that you're able to find something and pivot and just and use that those funds to make a difference. So it was
it's
cool.
Very awesome that they keep in touch with us and we're able to like kind of like not necessarily keep tabs on them, but just kind of observe like the trajectory of their path, their journey of where they're going, where they started, what it is they're doing. You are repping a sweater from one of our guys that we actually helped.
Let me see the back.
Look at that. ¿Qué dice? Okay, turn around.
Are your
turn
friends around.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, that shot.
You're gonna have to dunk all the way.
Bend it down, bend it down.
Get low, bro. On are your knee. Friends? No,
go break left. Fall, break fall.
Are your friends really your friends?
Little to the left.
Go left. Oh, yeah, go left. You're good, bro.
Go to the left.
Oh, fuck. Are your friends really your friends? The name of that young man who created that brand is?
It's Josh. I forgot his last name. But
Of course. President, we can't expect you to retain everything, I guess. Jesus Christ.
The homie Josh.
Homie Josh.
The homie Josh, when we initially made the decision to choose the recipients, I remember reading over his profile and application.
They did like essays or something?
Yeah, profe, homie. Profe, Christian Moreno, elementary school teacher, or no, middle school teacher, part of the foundation. He went and gave these guys like a legit assignment. Like, you guys got to answer these questions on why you feel deserving, why you feel that you're the right candidate, blah, blah, blah. No, they all answered it, and obviously they blew us away because... We obviously chose him. I remember meeting with Josh. And Josh telling me, the homie Josh. Mm. You know, we don't say last names here. The homie Josh. And he came in and was telling us about how he wanted to create his own brand, how he's worked with his brother, and his brother has his own brand. I don't quite remember the name of the brand, but he told me. I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
Out of you, Josh. Yes. Josh's brother, big ups. Josh's and then brother. I ran into Josh after he became the recipient. I ran into him at Tribal, and he was, I guess, like interning, and now it turned into a position, working right there, doing the thing, to now seeing it full circle. Created to his own legit brand to the point where he's giving away the Are Your Friends Really Your Friends crew necks to us.
This is dope.
That's a very, it's a very, very nice very crew dope. Neck, dog.
Yeah, it's just dope.
The homie Josh doing it. Other Shut people up. In the crew are doing it. Gus, Bangin' Benny's. Tell us about Bangin' Benny's Burgers.
Dude, Bangin' Benny's came through, man. They came in, they donated not only their time, but all the food. So whoever came to the open house got a free burger and free fries.
Bomb.
And dude, bomb.
Very good.
Very, 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 very good.
2 for 1 on
the
Tuesdays
jalapeno, too.
You can cruise that's right, in. You can cruise into the Manhattan.
Yeah, Tuesdays, right?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm. He said like 3 days a week they're posted up at the Manhattan. He's trying to make moves so he can go on 3rd Avenue as well. Mm. So you may be seeing him on 3rd in the general vicinity of 3 Punk. So, I mean, these burgers, they're top notch, bro.
They're good, man. They're dope. If you see them, just...
Buy a burger.
Buy a burger. Gus, what else is going on with you, bro? What takeaways do you have from the open house? Are we heading in the right direction?
I think we're heading in the right direction, man. I think thank you to all support of the social club members. I mean, without them, we really wouldn't be able to operate. And so it's huge to see that we're growing. We are growing. And it's cool to see finally meet people that are like, are just put a face to the name. You know, that was cool to meet people that finally got to come in and enjoy our HQ here. So it's cool, man.
Hey, when we first met Gus, dog, when we put him in front of the fucking camera,
like
for,
that shit,
hey, this fool was not about it, dog. Like, yeah. Like he would only speak to me like if his wife gave him permission to speak, you know. And now, oh my God, things have changed. This fool, you give him a mic. Look at
you, gotta run.
Look
again,
at that dog, smile, man.
President again, back to back years.
Yeah, well, I'm
this is his second year, but this is, you know, it's only two terms, so I'm done after this.
Are you sure?
Go full positive.
Hey, man, I'm gonna call you fucking Gustavo Putin, homie.
If I gotta come out here and storm the office, I will.
Oh man, we do that on May 5th, though. We don't do it on January 6th, bro. These parts, homie. Good job, Gus. I'm a big fan of everything you're doing. That's why you're my BFF.
BFF?
Hey, BFF.
That's how I have them saved on my phone, dog.
Barry, I would also like to take this opportunity to go over things that are coming up at 3 Punk Ales. Ooh. So, at 3 Punk Ales, this week, we will be releasing Tres Animales. So, Tres Animales comes out tomorrow, Tuesday.
No merch?
No merch. Not right now. Not right now. Relax, homie. Relax. Tres Animales comes out at a vicious 10.7%.
Santo
so, we are kind of in the season of triple IPAs. Yeah. All of the triple IPAs come out around like the end of the first quarter. We like to wait until everyone's done because it deserves its own shine. Mm. We put the beer inside of this little thing here. Barry, bring it out, my little paletero, man. Like,
oh, shit.
Put your hand in there and see what we bring out. That's what we're going to be drinking right now. Put that paw in there. Wrong one. Other one. That are you. Uh-oh. What do we have today? We have Kill the Poor. I was really hoping it'd be Tres Animales. Oh, well. Kill the Poor. Kill the Poor, our favorite IPA at 3 Punk Ales. Cruise through on Monday through Friday, Thursday. Before 5 o'clock and get yourself, you know, discounts on the four packs. Get yourself a crawler for $12. You get to hang out with me and see me. And maybe I'll convince you to become a freaking member, dog. Mm. That's what I do. That's why when I work,
you're a closer,
when
dog.
I work, dude, and I hope the staff's not listening. When I work, I feel like our numbers are up. So one of two things is going on when I work. Okay. Either customers really relate to how I sell, or my staff is stealing, dog.
Hey, there is no middle ground.
Hey, that's it. Those are the only two
either
options.
I'm awesome or my staff are thieves.
Nah, man. We have a legit team. Nobody with Steve. Hey, wait a second, homie. You used to be an employee. Now you're not there.
I'm still there. Hey, we just talked about this.
You were the king of horrible Yelp reviews.
That's not
bro.
True. That's not true. There's one bad review, and it was Ivan.
Nah,
they right. confused the short Mexicans. Dog.
All right. I just remember it said capitalized gums, lowercase teeth, bro.
He didn't. They said short, angry. That's not me.
That's
I'm
a
short,
box.
Not angry. Happy
you,
as shit.
You angry right
just
now.
Just to be feliz.
Soy feliz. Cruise through 3 Punk Ales. We're also available in Little Italy. We will be opening up on Mondays as soon as Major League Baseball starts. So April 1st, we'll be back to regular scheduling Monday, every day of the week down in Little Italy. Stop by for your little pre-Padre pint. $5 pints before the Padre games. That's alliteration. Padres pints. Padres pints. Pre-game Padre pints. You don't know nothing, huh? Like, I have ESL. Like, I didn't learn to speak English until later on in the game.
Me too. 10 years old.
Me three.
10 years old.
Nah, whatever, Gus. Really?
No, yeah.
Until like 6 years old, kinder.
Five. English is outdated, bro. And I'll tell you, it is.
Elaborate.
Would you rather have the power to speak every language in the world?
Oh, shit.
Every language in the world, or the ability to read people's minds.
Read people's minds.
Why?
Because Google helps translate. Google helps translate everything.
I didn't think you were ESL until you said Google.
Google.
I am Google. I'm on Google.
I'm not going to get beat up by DJ on this shit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, dog, I want to know what people's fucking, what they're thinking before they say it.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
I guess knowing every language. What is it? Polyglot, I believe it's called. Knowing multiple languages, like more than three.
Google that shit right before the
Google.
Show.
Google. I feel like having the ability to speak every language in a way is kind of like reading people's minds. Because every now and then, wifey and I go get pedicures once a month.
Sus.
You know, and I know the ladies that work there sometimes, like, they talking shit. So I started pulling on my Google Translator, fool, and I put it in real shit, and I put it in the Vietnamese language. And now they don't talk shit there. If anything, this man has beautiful feet. I'm like, thank you.
So I need that.
Yeah. Dude, that's a Seinfeld episode, fool. That's
is it funny. Really?
Yeah.
Bro, me and Larry David are we're on the same.
Elaine hires George's dad to go in and translate for her.
I better guess every language in the world or the ability to read minds.
I think I want to go with every language in the world, man. That
go
way
ahead.
You can travel wherever you want. Fool. But but having that ability, it would like, you know, make me want to. Because like we went to
he's so fucking presidential when he answers.
When we went to Tahiti for our honeymoon, and we speak French there, right?
I don't know if I've never been.
Nobody there, like, even tried to, like, help us out at all. They're like, you don't speak French? Oh, well, dude. So we
that's just the French though. That's freedom fries, motherfucker.
But I'm just saying, if you go somewhere, you know the language, boom, boom, get around. I think I'd rather do that.
Really?
Than to know what they're thinking? Then you can tell them in English.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the foundation. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Gives not a shit. Shit. No. We give scholarships, not shits. Barry, what about you, brother?
Scholarships. I'd rather have all the languages, too. People tell you what they're thinking through their intentions.
Oh, God. Here we go. Introspective Barry.
I'm going to mute myself. Bye.
Introspective Barry.
What is it?
I feel like reading minds is a valuable asset, dog.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's almost that's almost an unfair comparison.
If you're reading their mind and they speak a different language?
That's true, right? That's very true.
And
I could read their minds, but like, what language am I reading their minds in? Like, you know, if it's Tagalog, do I have the capacity of reading their minds in English?
If it's like 8 words,
it like translates on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
Tagalog's pretty close to Spanish, though. We're all conquered and shit.
Yeah. We were by the same people. Fool. What's your ethnicity breakdown?
I mean, look at me, dog. I'm from Spain, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't look Spanish to you, dog. Come on, bro. I look like a fucking conquistador.
You look like a bowl of paella, bro.
One third Lolitas.
This motherfucker looks like sangria runs through your veins. Respectfully.
With all due respect.
All right, we'll get all to that later, bro. That was a valid, I guess, poll question. I meant to really put it up there. But I mean, why not have both? I feel like if you can read somebody's mind, you should be able to have the capacity to understand every language. I think it'd be cool to have that thing like the UN has, and you just like, you know, you have the Russian people talking shit,
earpiece.
And you just have that earpiece, and somebody's in there just like, you know, telling you, this motherfucker just said this, this motherfucker just said that.
But we know people are talking shit. We don't gotta hear that shit.
Yeah, we do. Fuck. Barry, what's going on with you, brother? Let's start with you today. Let's take it to Barry today.
Got a lot of gigs this week.
Go ahead.
Playing Tuesday through Saturday. So if you want to come see me, I'll be at Tipsy Crow most of those days. Wednesday, I'll be at the Sandbox.
Hey, where are you going to be Thursday?
Thursday, I'll be at Tipsy.
No, I was reading that you're going to be at Taste of the Third Avenue.
I'm doing that one first, yeah.
Nice. Well, what about that? What should I be ready for? Because I'm on Third Avenue.
I still need to talk to them. They've told me I'm playing.
Where are you playing?
That's what they have not told me.
Because I saw Boogeyman is also going to be DJing on the block. Yeah. Yourself and then somebody else. I don't know who the other person is.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I didn't see.
Barry, you have lack of information.
There's four stages, I think. Three or four stages. So they'll each have somebody the whole time. And then me, no, because I have the other gig. So I'll be there half the time.
Nice. So Taste of Third Avenue, pretty popular event on Third Avenue.
Very excited. My first time.
How much are the tickets?
That's a great question. Let's look it up.
So much information.
You know what? Let's do this. I don't know how much they are, but let's give away 2 tickets to Taste of Third Avenue.
Easy.
I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
Okay.
So this is for our members. Go into the group and ask them which the best Little League snack bar is in Chula Vista, and whoever answers it correctly, gets 2 tickets to the Taste of Third Avenue. Look at that! Looks like Gus, bro. Is that you, fool? Not even Gus.
That's Secret Gus.
Secret Gus. All right. Cool. Taste of Third Avenue Thursday. Slow down. Thursday, March 21st, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm working the brewery.
Click
until like 6 p.m. So cruise through. I don't know what we're giving away, but I'm pretty sure we're giving away beer.
If we get those tickets now, we can give them for $40. But general goes to 45.
All right. I think I have a plug. I have a plug with the Downtown Chula Vista Business Association. El compa Dominic and his partner Monica, who I'll put in a call and be like, yo, do the right thing. Why don't you give 2 tickets away to, you know, people that want to support you? And then we'll get it in.
Isn't Dr. Q something over there?
I don't know, fool. You're creating shit. You're creating shit.
I'm trying to get 4 tickets, but
How many? 4 shows this week, fool?
A lot.
That's crazy.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I do. I like it, and I need to.
Why?
Because I don't want to be poor anymore.
Fuck,
dog.
Damn, chill, dog. God damn.
You say it with a smile, but look at behind blue eyes, there's a tale to be told right there. Good on you, man. Why? How can we help get you more shows?
Shit, I don't know.
Hey, people be
let me play the brewery.
Yeah? What?
Let me play the brewery again.
No, we can't do that shit for them. I want people to stay and have a beer, dog. I'm fucking... No, cierto. I don't know if at Third Avenue
we could bring drinkers to the brewery.
Yeah, your wife and like your cousins.
That's
bro.
All you need.
I don't know where we're at on Third Avenue. I just saw a sign on Third Avenue.
Amplified music, right?
Yeah, but there was a sign that they just started putting out, the business association saying that they're in the process of getting us to be like an entertainment district.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, we're back at it.
Yeah,
man.
Then you don't need your.
Yeah, we don't need anything. We're right back at it, and we're gonna have DJs.
Norteño Tuesdays,
Norteño. Dude, you're not down.
Remember, if you want to see me in Chula, though, you can come see me at the Elwood on the 24th.
We're still doing that.
Yeah,
we're still letting you fucking play that.
This motherfucker said we.
We're still letting him play at the Elwood.
CC still let me play.
All right, good. You better get in quick there, fool. Make it happen.
Doing my best.
What day is that? Sundays.
Sunday.
We always go on days after work, next, bro.
Well, you work every day, so that's no surprise.
I want you to put up a picture. I want you to put up a picture of a snack bar item.
Okay.
This weekend, I had the opportunity to volunteer and go to Chula Vista American, CVA Little League, where my kids play baseball. And I had to volunteer and do snack bar duty from 7:45
in the morning
to 10:45, dog. 3 hours, all right?
Look at these healthy snacks he's out there giving the kids.
I made Tosti Locos. That was not one of my prouder moments. The next one, dog. What's the next one? That thing right there, fool.
That's not
all right. That thing right there is called, what it called? Bacon loaded fries. Fool.
They trust you with knives?
That shit looks bomb, dog.
I made that shit.
Dude, that's an upgrade from like when we were Little League.
I'm saying Chula Vista American, CVA, hands down, second to none when it comes to the snack game. We have Tosti Locos. They have Chamangos, fool. We're like one drunk deal away from like putting beer taps inside of the snack bar room.
Can it's going
to, I don't know, bro. That's not on me.
Wait till you see
that's
what almost motivated me to go.
Let me see what almost motivated me.
Ooh.
Dude, I started making chicken tenders. I feel like I'm fulfilling a high school dream of being a grill dude or working at McDonald's. Bro.
They let you work a fryer?
That was me.
They give them knives, electricity.
My station was chicken tenders. My station was fries, and my station was nachos.
Your station
and
was the snack bar.
The back end. I didn't make the burgers. I didn't make the burgers. I didn't make the hot dogs, bro.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. Look at you. Glizzy.
Making wrapped cheese dogs.
Teeth are sweating.
Hold the bread.
Glizz me up, dog.
Hold the bread, dog.
All I'm saying is that
I'm almost ready to renounce my no on the 999 challenge. I think it's time to bring it back.
You want to bring the 999 challenge? It is baseball season.
Albert,
you're in.
I don't know what that means.
9 innings.
Uh-huh.
One beer per inning.
Yep, all day.
One hot dog per inning.
Oh, fuck
as long as we don't do the shots.
Oh, that's a cram. That's what makes people get outlandish.
Shots but okay, what? We have to stick with the rule because the rule was like anytime what? It was a homer, we got a shot.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, hit the ball, take a shot.
Yeah, we got outlandish.
We had like 13
a beer
shots.
And a hot dog. Every inning.
Say less.
You win.
Yeah. Can I hold the bread? Can I just get the weenie?
You're in.
Yeah.
No, it's not buns. It's not buns.
It's the whole thing. And you got to eat through your mouth.
Okay, no mustard. Can I go no mustard?
You can prepare this hot dog however you want, dog.
We gotta have nine of them, bro.
Are you a paisa or no?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I put mayonnaise on everything.
For disgusting.
Yeah, dog. See, white people hate us, dog.
Why?
I don't know.
These motherfuckers put raisins in everything. Why can't we put mayonnaise and shit?
You know what works is you put mayonnaise on a
bologna
sandwich.
Oh, this looks like a perfectly
sandwich.
Nice pastry. Let's throw some raisins
on a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, you put mayonnaise on a bologna sandwich, but it's the same thing as a hot dog, just flat. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, how does that math not work out? Like, why do you do it on a burger but not a hot dog?
You're weird.
Burgers are different. That's red meat.
Come on.
It's still a bun, bread.
Yeah, but
beef Angus.
Beef Angus dogs?
It doesn't complement the flavor
dogs?
Of the
Angus
Gliss.
Do they have beef Angus dogs? Sounds good. All right.
Why if he makes the kids eat turkey dogs and I just laugh at them with like a real hot dog? I'm like, look at this motherfucker.
You remember those red plastic bag ones from TJ Wayne?
No.
Dude, the hot dogs in TJ taste different, bro.
The ones outside HK?
No. Wait. You've never had like fucking hot dogs from TJ? They make them out of like.
At the border weight, but never at a.
No. Wait, like just the actual hot dog itself.
Hi-lo.
You go to carniceria way and you go, hey, I'm gonna.
Oh, yeah. The links.
And they come in a fucking red plastic bag.
Yeah.
Bro.
Those are good.
You can't cross that. I tried.
Why would you?
You have to declare them. Because they're delicious, homie.
You so, like, how many sausages you bring back?
Just one.
I was trying to bring back 2 pounds. I got 2 pounds of sausages. They made me throw them away, dog.
I had the idea of visiting a fucking snack bar for Little Leagues all throughout Chula Vista every weekend, bro. I feel like we just go to like Parkview, post up.
Like Guy Fieri.
You know?
Like,
We go to Parkview and just, what's the menu? What are you guys offering? You know? And then just shit all over them because no one's going to beat CVA. Not on my watch, dog. Not on my watch.
That's why he wanted to do this. That's where
I think we should do it. I think we'll be completely, is it biased or unbiased?
Unbiased.
We'll be unbiased in our scales. We'll go.
I feel like South Bay Little League might have a bomb one, dog.
South Bay Little League is the one that just got renovated. By Cesar Fernandez, seat number 4.
Whose kids don't play there.
Nah, fool. That fool's kids plays at
CBA. That's
how
you know he cares about the community.
Yeah, he was there at opening
hella
day.
Hella political. Hella political.
I didn't like it.
I was there. I saw his wife and his child at CVA, yet he was over there like fucking with a shovel in the dirt. I was
kissing
like,
people, dog. Hugging the shit.
Hey.
We made it to the primary.
I'm telling you, you gotta kiss hands
and shake babies or whatever they say.
So it's him now. Cesar Fernandez against El Compa Rudy Ramirez. You know? Both of them are compas. Well, actually, I lie. One of them is a compa. The other one, look, we've had him on the podcast.
His name's Cesar.
His name is. I think it's a great idea if we bring them on, put them on the couch, and have a debate.
Why wouldn't they?
As long as Albert sits between them shirtless, like the pre-fight.
Speaking of which.
Was I shirtless?
Yeah, you were shirtless.
My wife is going to live.
I never. If she hasn't left you in this form, she'll never leave you.
I put a child in her. Good,
finally, dog. If she's never left you yet, I don't think she's going to leave you.
Well, I'll be like 180.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you laugh, cuz? I can't have both of you hating on me, dog.
Oh, man. Snacks. That's awesome. We in?
Let's do that.
All right, we're in. We're going to do that. Little League, awesome.
Hey, but it has to be Saturday morning, because that's when they bring their A game, right? Like, yeah. Tuesday games, Wednesday games is bullshit.
Bro.
Saturday morning.
That's when I'm there.
When's the heat?
Oof. All the good things.
Maruchan. You say this, and then, like, every Saturday your kids are playing. So
some lady came and ordered a maruchan, dog. You know, a cup of noodles. Maruchan.
Mexican
Did you make her a sandwich?
Maruchan.
Did you make her a sandwich?
Hey, she ordered a maruchan with, like, and she wasn't content just with that. It's a dollar, mind you, and it's a snack bar. So we open it. We friggin' did. She's like, do you have any, like, dry shrimp? And we're like, nah.
One more time?
Do you have any dry shrimp?
The sonora mi amiga.
And we're like, nah.
The sonora mi amiga.
And we're like, nah. She's like, can you put like chile in there? Like una salsita?
Sí, eso sí. Chile limón.
Chile limón. We're like, damn. ¿Le pueden poner más salsita? We're like, dude, it was a dollar. Like, what are you expecting? This shit, she wanted, like, fucking 4-star Michelin rating just for a dollar she spent there.
That's well, she heard people deal. Saying that CVA has the best.
The best, bro.
Best foods.
It, not to toot our own horn, but people waiting in line were looking, hey, they were like, we love the podcast, fool. And I was like, yeah. And then
said that, oh, those people get the dreams.
Hey.
Who said that, fool?
So, I don't know. Some dude, I swear to God, though. He's like, hey, I love the podcast. Like, that's right. And then the other guys that I was working with, they were like, oh, you have a podcast? Made friends.
Jesus.
That's all I do, fool.
Actually, Saturday morning. What time?
Early.
And then, dude, let's gamble on these Little League games.
I'm up for it.
Yeah?
I'm a degenerate. Dude.
I've got a system, dog.
I'm more scared than
I've got a system, bro. We can do it, bro.
Go ahead.
We flip a coin in the parking lot. Whoever wins the coin toss gets to pick the team, sight unseen.
Gives me dazed and confused vibes.
$40.
I feel like we got
40 bucks.
We don't go to the stands. We go in the back. We pull down the tailgate from the pinchy truck, man. And then we just pull out a sixer, homie.
That's it.
And
dog.
Then we just say, I'm in.
You're down?
Blast some like CCR.
Gus is down.
I'm down.
Gus is down.
Before or after my kid's game, I'm down.
Here where's your kid play? Dog. This motherfucker acts like he has 20 soccer players in the family.
You're coaching, right?
No.
Nah, this fool don't know nothing about soccer, dog. He don't know nothing, man. Name three players on the U.S. national team. That's what I'm saying.
The women's or
Mia Hamm.
You don't watch women's sports?
Garcia Parra.
Pele.
Alive or deceased?
He's Pele. Deceased.
All right.
Yeah, fool died.
All right. Oh, yeah. Dude, did you see the Man U game? Beat Liverpool?
Boy.
Man U.
See, that's why I wanted Gus on here, bro. All right, because Gus is awesome. Manchester United is having a horrible run at life right now.
Yeah,
we're not very good, but we step up when we need to, and this Saturday, bro, they stepped up against Liverpool in the FA semifinals. So now there's four teams left. I think it's City, Chelsea, Manchester United, and another team. I don't remember who it is, but awesome. We beat Liverpool, and for me, that is a happy day.
That's all you needed.
That's all I needed. That's all I wanted. That's all I want. Do you have a soccer squad?
Chivas Cholo.
Hey, what's up with freaking tu compa el Chicharrito, bro?
That fool's got 0 assists, 0 goals. Like 15 podcasts.
Really?
12 interviews.
Oh.
Just
did he play though?
He's played like 3 matches.
And dog. He's just not doing it?
He was 63 years old or some shit, dog. I mean,
I think he's younger than me, so I'm offended.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, I think he's younger than me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but you know, he was an athlete, so fucking a little different.
Dude, athletes. Little League, bro. I hate dwelling on. Last week I dwelled on pinchy Danny Flo. This week I'm dwelling on Little League.
Is that obsessive nature?
Little League is weird because there's rivalries. So
who do we hate? Fuck these fools.
Well, my kid's son, he's my kid's
your kid's son?
My friend's kids, and I say friends loosely because they work at UPS with me. There was like 4 dudes on the team my kid played. They're on the Dodgers. My kid's on the Rangers. On that squad, there was like 4 parents, and they were ready for me talking shit. Hey, where's your kid? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Cesar Fernandez's kid.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Cesar Fernandez's kid is on there, and he was talking shit. Oh, I thought your kid was going to strike out. And I was like, fool. Shit, homie, why don't you go to like in South Bay Little League and root somebody else's child on? Political man. Jesus basically, Christ, all right. Basically, my team, we're down 6-1, all right? And we won 7-6 in the last inning, talking all that shit. It is a rivalry, bro. People like go in there and they take that shit seriously. So I am in when it comes to gambling. Bro, I am in when it comes to gambling.
I think everybody's loud and true. Like, all right, cool, put 1,000 on it.
Why
put
so 100, much?
Or 100 on it. Put 50 on it. 10.
You don't put that much on the pot.
Fools will sit down, dog.
25
oh, yeah,
is
whatever.
My max. I'll put 25. 40. 25 is
40
my max.
40 in a Little League?
25 is my max. 25.
Have you been playing? You've been gambling? My bad. Go finish your story, though. You've been gambling?
I've been gambling. Wifey said, you haven't showed me that you won much lately, so I don't really want you gambling. She told me that. It broke my spirit. That shit.
She doesn't believe in you.
It starts at home.
I don't think she believes in me anymore. Honestly, when it comes to gambling,
you've been on a dry run.
I've been on a very dry run when it comes to gambling. Very dry. So much that I feel like every now and then I just send a message to the bookie, be like, "Hey, I'm still here, homie. I'm just, you know."
But baseball's coming back though, huh?
I'm just not. Yeah, Champions League is here, like the knockout stages.
March Madness, bro.
March Madness is about to kick off. San Diego State just freaking had a
5 seed versus a 12, and that's a very, very soft 12.
So UAB, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, bro. Nah, is it time?
That's an easy one.
Is it time? Okay.
They're a Sweet 16 team, but they'll meet
it's on Friday.
The Sweet 16.
It's on Friday.
Yeah.
UAB State.
Correct.
3 who we PM? Got? Yeah, who we got?
State. Well, I don't know the line yet, but State.
Okay, we'll just do money line though. I'm just going to have
State.
The win. Yeah.
But it's gonna be, if it's money line, it's gonna be like minus like $130 for State.
Cincho. We're in?
Because they're a top five. Yeah.
We're in.
Yeah.
All right.
100%.
Okay. All right. How much are we putting in?
100 a pop.
All right, cool.
Plus Gus. Gus says he's good for 100.
Send it. Gus.
Say less.
Do it again, Gus, so people can see.
I don't want the money line though. I think put we that should thumb take...
up. There it is. Look, usually that's
in the secret jujitsu.
Usually that thumb is a jujitsu weapon, but today it's validating a bet. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in that you're not gonna lose 25 pounds or more by June 1st. And I'm also in when it comes to gambling on Little League.
These are safe bets.
And I'm very much in on Saturday. So I'm not going to lose any of these bets.
Dude, I'm losing 25 pounds. I'm joining a dance class. It's all cardio.
Dance class. We're going to learn a little bit dance class later today, bro.
Oh, shit.
We're going to learn a little bit. Today on Local Love Monday, we're going to bring somebody on. We're going to talk about dancing and how they use kegs. And it's crazy, bro. I've seen some of their videos. Like, their toes are over their head.
We're gonna evaluate your skills today, Albert.
You know who Rene Higuita is, bro?
No,
the dude that does Alacran. He was a Colombian soccer player who
with the hair.
He looked like the backup dancer for Los Bukis.
He was Colombian.
He was Colombian. He was
that's the fool that got killed with the two Escobar.
I don't know if he's dead. No. I don't think he's dead. But he was homies with like the cartels and shit. He was watch it. I think it's on Netflix. Fool. If you have never watched it, you should watch it. Anyway, he does moves like a dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think we're going to get schooled, and maybe this is a forum for you to have some cardio.
I'm doing dance class. I'm doing jujitsu with Gus, and we're playing golf, dude. What fucking more exercise do I need?
I feel like the state is going to take care of our kids more than they take care of us as it relates to nutrition and food intake, because just this week, Barry, I was reading that Flaming Hot Cheetos are going to be no mas allowed at the schools, is the school districts, bro. Thoughts. First off, what did you eat in high school?
Are they just going to replace them with tacos or what?
All right, I'm going to have a little
square pizza.
Square pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey, those motherfuckers are right here.
Okay, so it's legit. Look at Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, shit.
California schools could ban Flaming Hot Cheetos under new bill. What does the new bill say? Red 40 and yellow 6 are found in Takis, Doritos, Flaming Hot Cheetos, the main culprits that turn snack lovers' fingers into a powdery crust. Basically, the state found
the best part.
The best part of, you know, the snacks are going to be removed. So we were reading that certain countries, instead of having these flavorings, or not even flavorings, just the color component, they use beets.
Beets.
Beat it. You about that life or what?
Yeah, I mean, if it tastes the same and it's healthier, why not?
Gus and I went to Bonita Vista High School, and before I get all the hate mail,
because you're not South Bay.
I've been getting shit, dog.
Well, yeah, dog. You're not from Chula Vista.
I was walking down Third Avenue, bro. Walking down Third Avenue, right by the Chula Vista Jiu Jitsu Academy. Big ups, Ron. Happy birthday, Georgie.
Today?
A couple days ago. No. The birthday yesterday. Me getting checked on Third Avenue last week. 7 p.m. in sweats, rocking the Crocs, because that's how I get down after hours.
What color?
Walking stout.
Black. The pink ones?
No, the black ones. I don't leave the house with them shits, bro. What's wrong with you?
Except for that one time you did.
On accident. Went to the bank in them. What the fuck was I thinking? Yeah, walking my dog, walking in front of the Jiu-Jitsu Academy. And it's like, hey, you're the dude from Three Punks, Emo Brown. I was like, hey, what's up, man? Automatically,
you're
fool.
A celebrity.
No, not even that. It just, like, an old man came into Three Punk last week, and he came in with an empty can of Don Fanucci. He came in and I kind of like got a little like, uh-oh. He's like, do you sell this here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I need some. I was like, oh, so I felt like my guard was down. But initially, when somebody hits me up, like I'm like, getting like, what?
Return? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
What?
And he's like, oh, I need some. I said, oh, he's an Italian. He's like, I really like this beer. I said, right, we got you. And next week, Don Fanucci out right now. It's going to be, you know, available. We'll get you. Well, whatever. So basically, when people hit me up on something, my first like outlook is, oh, shit. It's like a bad Yelp review of
fucking
Albert did some dumb shit. Yeah. Walking by my dog, Third Avenue, Jiu-Jitsu.
Hey, Three Punk, Emo Brown.
What's up, man? Did you go to Bonita Vista High School?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, what's up, bro? It's like, that's not South Bay. And I was like, stay away, dog. I don't know where. I said, dog, I went to high school 25 plus years ago.
Twice.
Yes, right? I was like, he's like, oh, I just think it's weird, man. That's not South Bay. And then I was like, I don't know what to tell you, but you're right, dog. You're cool, whatever. You're like, oh, big fan of what you do. I said, no, you're not.
Motherfucker.
You're not. You're trying to check me on Third Avenue for going to Bonita Vista High School in the 90s, bro.
That was the worst time to go there.
That was the worst, homie.
That's when it was rough.
That was before they adjusted the city lines.
It was a weird interaction, homie. I had Crocs on. I'm walking my dog. I looked at my dog. They stout. Let's go.
And we're stout, attack.
But the worst part was like, nah, bro, I'm a big fan. Respect everything you're doing. And I was like, this fool just wanted to fucking check me real quick.
Hey, you asked him what school he went to? Dog?
I don't know, fool. Is Bonita South Bay? Check this out. Bonita, south of National City. West of East Lake, which is also considered South Bay. Bonita's fucking hella South Bay. I just think the hate for Bonita
Vista over East Lake.
I think the hate for Bonita Vista High School, specifically in the early 2000s and 90s, is real.
It's because you guys had that attitude.
You want to know why? Because we had Fiesta Sticks in our cafeteria.
What the fuck is a Fiesta Stick?
Bro, it's a party in your mouth for 75 cents, homie. Is it really? What's a Fiesta Stick?
Go ahead, Gus.
It's like a fucking 2 foot long rotaco, dude. That was bomb.
A what taco?
Roll taco.
Roll the taco. Roll taco.
Google it.
Something about this podcast makes people over enunciate.
Oh, bro, we're scared. Bro, there's a bunch of freaking gatekeepers here. You gatekeep Miracle Whip use. Motherfucker, we're gatekeeping the rolling of ours.
I don't use Miracle Whip.
Fiesta Sticks were, I don't know if they were available anywhere else. Obviously not, if you have to ask. How about in Hilltop?
We had this little thing called Class.
Go ahead. No Fiesta Sticks? What the fuck do you guys eat?
I didn't eat cafeteria food.
All right, so we would get Fiesta Sticks. It was like a big ass roll taco, almost like a lumpia, an egg roll, but it came with beef and everything. It was really good.
No way.
Hella good. We had the square pizza. We had everything. I feel like the food that we had back then would never pass the regulation check now. You know?
Dude, we even had Round Table. What's like up? The little personal pizzas.
He didn't know. He went to Castle Park.
Yeah,
he didn't know. Damn. Round Table. Fuck, he was the round one at the table. Yeah,
that was a fat tool after high school, dickhead.
Richard?
Yeah, until I was 21.
21?
Yeah, I started drinking.
You graduated at 21?
I got my I got my GED at 21.
Nice. Did you really?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Did
you? How do you?
Wait, time out.
I didn't graduate high school.
Why?
Long story.
We got time.
I emancipated when I was 16.
From who?
From my parents. Why? Dickhead. Because they were going through a bad divorce, bitch.
Because they didn't throw him a quince.
Yeah, because I wanted a fucking sweet 16. They didn't give me one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your parents' divorce kind of affect you in that kind of way or no?
Nah. nah, it was chill.
Yeah?
I didn't want to go to school anymore.
Did you choose your mom?
Huh?
Choose your mom or your dad?
Mom all day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you emancipated from your dad?
Well, I emancipated from both. Because I was a bargaining chip in the divorce. You'll
really
see. Fool. I mean, what?
Really?
Wow, that's fucked.
That's
up.
Fucked up.
That
dog.
Was fucked up, dog.
What ultimately decided that made your dad decide that he didn't want you? Is it the fact that he has 17 other kids to choose from?
He was like, fuck this one, dog. He's like,
well, keep this motherfucker.
He's like, I'm not fucking fighting over this
really
one.
What happened, dog?
No, they were going through a bad divorce, and I didn't want to be a pawn in that shit. And I was already working with the homie Ward Owen Smith IV.
You had the foresight to understand that was not your life.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Was it a hard process? The only other people I know who emancipated themselves, didn't like Britney Spears or somebody do that shit?
No, I think she
does the opposite. They tied her down.
Yeah, they tied her ass down.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, we had a conversation with the judges. Home, like, look, I'm not trying to leave home. I'm not trying to leave my mom. Like, I still listen. Like, I just don't want my dad to be able to continue to extend this process, right?
Oh, look at that insight, dog.
Yeah, dog. I was an international baccalaureate student, bro.
Were you really?
Yeah, dog.
You could just say IB.
Nah, dog. I want them motherfuckers to know I could pronounce it.
But you didn't graduate until?
I didn't, right? So I just fucking walked out and just started working. And then my brother-in-law was like, bro, you're too fucking smart not to have like any kind of degree. Because I was photoshopping degrees to get a job. So like I photoshopped a high school diploma to get a job at Cox. And then I photoshopped one to get a job at AT&T. And he was like, what the fuck? He's like, it takes more
work. Is that the shit
work.
You showed me to get a job at 3Punk, fool?
Nobody there graduated high school, dude. Vernie included, if she's in this room still. Yeah, what up?
Ooh, unnecessary.
Yeah, well, she's here.
So everybody gonna get a little
everybody
something.
Everybody get a little something. Fuck that.
You talk shit about Vernie? So
he was like,
I'll bet
motherfucker, dog.
I muted.
Motherfucker, dude. So yeah, I just, he bet me $100 that I couldn't get. Gambling will get my
real quick
going. So I went to Chula Vista Adult School. And then fucking knocked it out.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, dog.
Nice.
We're learning something today.
Yeah, there you for go. Sure. Look at that. Yeah.
Thank you for opening up. Thank you for sharing.
Very much.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to get used against me moving forward. I'm sure of it.
No, I'll give you this opportunity to share your headline with us right now. We'll keep it. I'm not even going to shit on you.
Perro.
What's up, dog?
Tyson, dog?
Tyson.
Coming back out of retirement? And we've got some mixed martial artists in here.
Yeah.
Guys who I've seen fight.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty fight.
Very
not dirty. Biting ears, but thumb in the
thumb
ass.
Thumb in the booty.
I've seen it.
Nah, I guess it's nasty.
Put it. Do we have it? Can we roll it?
Oh, we can.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I was talking about the thumb in the ass, but that's neither here nor here. So.
I mean, there might be one at this fight. We don't
know. Jake Paul responds to Mike Tyson. You still want to fuck with me? Fight training video. That training video
that sounds
is
like borderline flirting when you wear that shirt.
It's crazy, bro. Because for a 51-year-old.
By day four, he looks insane, dog.
Because he showed himself. Before he even started
Fan
training.
The contract, big boy.
Yeah, and he did. And then he's like, day one, training. Day two, training.
Dude, by day four, you're like, fuck.
He had ribs.
You don't want to fuck
like,
with
I was
this
like, oh, man. And he's punching anger, bro.
So I tried to Google it, and I'm not very, I didn't graduate high school, so I'm not a very good Googler. And I couldn't find the actual rules, dog. But the rumor is that these fools are going to wear headgear, that they can't knock each other out, that they're wearing 18-ounce gloves, which I don't know what that means.
They're fluffies.
Yeah,
they're big.
The little some thick
when,
shit.
When Barry is not puking in the alley after boxing class, we have 18-ounce gloves.
Oh, so they're heavy.
They're just very, they're pillowy. So this they'll get the job done. Ask Chicle. I gave him a nice little cross with one of my 18-ounce gloves, and he hasn't talked to me since. Go ahead.
Damn.
So you know what, though? There is some controversy revolving that video you're talking about of Mike Tyson.
Is he on the roids?
Chael Sonnen came out and said, hey, if you're going to put up a video, at least fake it to look like you've been working hard. Because, like, if you notice, he's not sweating at all. He's like, put some water on your face. Put some water on your shirt. This guy's a notorious shit talker.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's never been pushed.
I went back and watched
a
video. I was like, oh, he
Tyson
does look
is
a
not
dry.
51. He's 57.
Dude, that motherfucker's 60 years old, dog.
Oh,
he's 4,000 years old.
And remember, he had a coke addiction.
Yeah.
Like, so he's, you know, 70.
I mean, who hasn't?
Well, that fool, I've seen him chew on an eighth of mushrooms before he went on a podcast. I'm not fucking with that guy, dog. No.
He'll probably do it before the fight.
Animal, dog.
That guy is a savage.
He fucked tigers or whatever.
Bro, I used to...
he almost beat up Brad Pitt.
Did he really? For what reason?
Because Brad Pitt was dating his wife, dude.
You remember that shit?
No. Yeah.
Dude, we saw him. My wife and I went to his one-man show.
Go ahead.
Dude, I've never been more scared of a motherfucker on stage, dog. Because he was... Dude, that fool's been through it, bro.
Do you
juvenile
think
delinquent?
He's not going to be able to turn it off.
That fool will eat your children, bro.
Yeah, he won't. You know,
praise be to
he broke
Allah.
His back.
Praise be to
spinal. He can't turn it off. He's not turning it off. When that fool is on, it's
you ever see, when
it's night night time.
Scared Joe Rogan when he's like, I just don't want to go back to that place. We're like, yeah,
and he's got
eat.
A he's got
like,
a lot of
shit
that he can tap into, bro. Yeah. Like
Joe Rogan
had
to get a bigger
stuff,
table after
you
know? That.
Yeah, Joe Rogan would put a bigger table after
like
that.
He can tap into it. I remember watching an interview in like on the internet. He was running for mayor of like some city in Canada, like in I feel like a subsidy in Toronto or something. Running for mayor there,
Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
I don't think Mike Tyson can get into Canada.
Whatever he was doing it. Bro.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay, maybe somewhere near the Canadian border.
Yeah,
and he was getting interviewed. And the
interviewer
asked him something about, well, don't you feel like your previous stint for rape and allegations? And then Tyson just looked at him. You a real piece of shit, man. And like gave it to him.
Was that the one where he's like, I'm gonna fuck you?
Yeah, dude. And he like started talking to him, and the interviewer is looking at Tyson's like manager or whoever was there with him, like
Chandler.
Yeah, and he's like, it's on you, Pedro.
Like,
you,
I like when he's
you
talking,
fucking poke the bear. You handle it.
When he's talking to the lady fucking interviewer, he's like, I don't talk to ladies unless I fornicate with them. So unless you're trying to, you know.
I don't want to be. Fuck, which Paul is it? Which Paul is it, dude?
The one that's not with the slut.
Bro.
Wow.
What was that
respectfully,
all about?
With all due respect. What I don't it? Like that she sued.
That
what's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dylan
that's crazy.
Oh. Did you remember that shit?
No, bro, God, you're on your own on this one, bro.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
DJ,
I'm
save
not that
me,
into
dog.
It. Yeah.
Save me, dog.
Yeah, wait, Google that? How do you spell that word?
The views expressed by Little Teeth are strictly on
medium
him.
Medium sized teeth, you dick.
Look at him, bro. All angry. Look at the shit that comes out of those little fucking teeth.
A lot
all
of hate of behind those teeth.
They're looking real, bigger, man. I think.
Emancipated teeth.
They look bigger, bro.
Left free your teeth, bro.
They left my gums. They left my gums.
When's the fight?
I don't know. In June?
Is there going to be headgear?
It's July 20th, I
think. Is there going to be headgear?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, July 20th.
But nobody has the actual rules yet.
No? Is this fight happening?
It's happening.
Okay.
Sign the contract, big boy.
Okay.
But it's fucking, I don't know, dude. We should have it. It's on Netflix.
Is
Can
it?
We put that on the fucking brewery?
Yeah, we could. But so is it live?
It's
streamed?
It's like the third live sports event on Netflix.
I've missed all two of them prior.
It was the match. The fucking golf one?
Golf? Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe I did see that. That was on Netflix?
Yeah, it had Bert
we have rules.
Woods and Bert Kreischer as a fucking...
Announcer?
An announcer.
Okay.
Great, he's going to take his shirt off.
Do you like Bert Kreischer?
We share a birthday and a first name.
Okay.
And a love of alcohol.
And a love of alcohol and a stomach.
Yeah.
And we're both not funny.
He's still got you beat. He's got you beat on that. I'll give you this one.
On the stomach or the alcohol?
Yeah, both. You're not that bad.
Thanks.
Good headline.
Yeah.
You're improving.
At what?
Everything to Google, because here's the rules.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Bring in value. Bring in value, bro. You're improving. That's, all right, there it is. No headgear. No headgear will be used in the bout. All right, cool.
Contrary.
Iron Mike will fight. All right, we're doing
this. Dude, why the fuck?
Why are you scrolling?
I'm over here. I'm trying to find the rest of the rules. That's the only rule that they put. The other one was like,
I don't think this is factual, dog.
But just right there, man.
It's from givemesport.com. I mean, that is a reputable sport.
Look, just like that, if I'm looking, Mike Tyson's going to win.
Yo, Mike Tyson's hit hard as fuck, though, dog.
No. I'm sure they're athletic in every which way possible, but look at Mike Tyson, dog.
It's a goofy-ass haircut.
Mike Tyson is a savage, bro. A savage. I grew up watching him fight. All of the things, bro. Well, what's going on in the chat? What happened? You brought it up.
Fiesta Sticks was my high school nickname, says Angel Hernandez.
Fiesta. This is why we don't resort to the group chat.
And then Matty Phillips is very impressed that Gus cussed. I said I chastised him and put him in the corner.
Gus does a lot more than cussing. Go on a road trip with him. You'll see it all.
Try one of his hugs.
Barry,
BJ,
can you follow up on a headline on what Albert just dropped? Because Albert, I'm very impressed. That was good.
Oh, well, thanks, dude.
Seemed like a well thought out little headline that you brought forth this
sure
week.
Thing. What do we need?
Your turn, Barry. What you got?
Oh, all right. Did you guys hear about the manager in Pennsylvania?
Mm.
She's a genius using her full brain.
Wait a minute. A manager in Pennsylvania? A manager of what?
A Wendy's.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Never been.
Surge pricing.
Wendy's manager goes viral for creating a fake employee to pocket $20,000.
Okay.
Now, there's some speculation that it's not just her. It had to be like the whole staff had to be in on it.
Wendy's
but maybe
in
not.
Herself.
I don't know. I still think she's the manager. She makes those moves. People don't always see the time cards and shit. But yeah, people are saying that like, oh yeah, she had to have the staff in on that because nobody's going to keep the secret like that. For 182 shifts, she clocked in and out a fake employee to get that money. And then the money went to her checking account or something.
Really?
I thought they made $20,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, that's not the manager. That's them, you know. So they got the new Ghost Pepper Ranch, too. Just don't forget that.
Hey, what's up with the square patties, dog?
They don't cut corners.
The only time I've been to
that's
Wendy's?
That's what that means?
No way.
Yeah. Dave Thomas, don't cut corners.
Are you serious?
Is that
that's
what,
a very fat.
That's what that means, dog?
Yeah.
I've only been to Wendy's once, and that was with you and Fernanda after the No Effects show.
Oh, yeah, we went there.
That was it. Bro.
Baconators all day.
That was the only time I ever did. And I remember my kids.
I barely remember the show, let alone
Wendy's. I told
Wendy's.
Them, like, ew, Dad, Wendy's is gross. I was like, when you've been? They're like, we haven't, but it's gross. I said, all right.
Wendy's is bomb, dude.
What did I have?
Four.
What's the shake that they offer?
A shake.
No, okay.
A vanilla shake. A frosty.
Frosty. I had that. Did I have a burger? I don't think you did. Yeah, was it good? Yeah.
You left a bunch of stuff in the back of the car, too.
That's right. Probably all the food. I was like, what is this garbage?
Nope, just trash.
No?
Well, you'll
never have me back. I don't know how I feel about people creating fake accounts. I'm very diligent and stay on top of people the way they clock in and clock out at work.
As a business owner, that's sketchy. But as an employee.
As an employee at UPS.
Sometimes. That's brilliant, though. Think about it. If you could raise your salary by $20,000 just by going... Click, click.
That's not brilliant, Barry. That's illegal.
I don't know if that's,
what were
that's
the brilliant,
brilliant,
but yeah.
Well,
what were the ramifications of something?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, what happened to her?
Bitches in jail now over
20 years. Definitely getting in trouble. Yeah. Despite charges, her case is earning some impressed reactions online nearing a year later. So
very nice.
She's still out there.
She's still
out there.
Free?
She's still at large. Okay. I bet she's still fucking working there.
At Wendy's? Good for her, bro.
Yeah.
Good for her.
The internet thinks she's great.
The internet always wins, bro.
All these comments, they're like, I'm not going to lie. This is smart as hell.
Read that in the voice it was typed in.
Yeah, go ahead, Barry. Go ahead. I tell you.
How do you think
I ain't going to lie. This is smart as hell. You can't be mad at her. 128 shit now, no notice in the same play. It's insane.
Laugh my ass off.
Albert, you're going to get canceled and no one's going to buy a home from you.
I'll read this one. She wasn't doing it alone. She must have been sharing the benefits with other staff.
You think so? She wasn't doing it alone?
I don't think so. No, man. No.
It's possible if she's trying to cover her ass, you know, like, and wants to make sure everybody else is plausible, too. But, yeah.
Good on you, Barry. What else you got, Barry? I know you got more headlines. You are a headline king.
I'm the headline guy. All right. Well, you know, California.
She's just not a headliner.
California's hurting for money, always. And recently they tried to recoup millions in a bong auction. And can you guess how much they made in that bong auction?
First off, we're okay to say bong. People can say bong now.
Oh, so on the internet.
Bong auction.
Yeah. I remember people couldn't say bong for a long time. You had to say like water pipe.
Well, I said bong
shit.
Auction. So.
Ah, perdón. Go ahead.
You can't say bong when you go into a smoke shop.
Why?
Because, well, now you can because weed's legal. But back then, weed was
legal. I thought we couldn't call it weed.
I thought we called it cannabis, Barry.
The fuck?
No, we don't call it marijuana.
Oh. We could call it weed?
Yeah.
All right.
Weed's cool.
Get
Snoop
off
calls
of
it weed.
Weeds.
Yeah. So, okay. They tried to recoup millions. How much do you think they made?
$1,200.
$100.
don't know.
Glass is cheap, dog.
I'll tell you this. Neither one of them was right. Steve, you want to win this?
No.
Oh, all right. 2075.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so in the last couple of years, remember when they were shutting down all the illicit dispensaries?
Yeah, bro, they did a bunch on Third Avenue.
Oh, dude.
They got a bunch of smoke shops, everything, too. Totally, yeah. So everything that they confiscated, they tried to sell back to the public in an auction. And these people thought that they're going to make millions and millions of dollars off it. Nope, they made $2,000 because nobody wanted to buy that shit from the state of California.
Nobody wanted to support the cause.
Hell no.
All right.
Yeah, if you're a real one, you weren't going to buy that shit.
What if it's really low pricing, Barry? Would you have gone in?
It had to have been if they only made $2,000.
What if they were selling this one? What do we call this thing? The gravity bong? What is this thing?
Oh, those ones go for like $300-$400.
But would you have bought it for $100 at the auction?
No. Mm. On a principle. Mm. On principle.
Sure,
on
Barry. Principle. Sure, man, Barry. Of principle.
Principalities.
I did happen to toke the devil's lettuce this last weekend, bro.
Without me?
Yeah. Sure. I did, man.
I feel cheated.
I was talked into it, and I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
By who?
I did. I can't not reveal names.
By who?
That's not what we do.
Just give us the last name.
Who was it? No.
And then the first name.
Sebi OG and Rossi Rock will be coming into the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
going
to have him on the podcast, and it's going to be a good old time. But I didn't think I was going to do it. But on the same token, I also told David the Black Belt from Grasshopper, I don't want to roll into 420 yoga session
Without smoking,
not knowing what's going to be the effect. So I'm easing into it. And now that I work back at the brewery during the shifts in the day, I get tipped in ridiculous things. I get tipped in weed.
Shout out little Javi.
Yeah,
when
right?
do I get, to start
I get tipped
there?
In edibles, bro. I get tipped in food. Like people will straight up bring me like an order of pho with all the fixings.
These are all little.
That's
Javi
also
tips,
because though. You post like, hey, I'm working. Bring me food.
And people bring food.
They do. They love you. That's why.
People bring food, and I was like, all right, cool, man. I'll take it all. I think people like me.
Chris, you may not love the South Bay, but the South Bay loves you.
No, I think it's the other way around. I love the South Bay, but the South Bay may not. The real ones love me.
Damn, imagine getting checked on Third Avenue for going to Bonita Vista High School.
While being Mr. Three Punk Ales?
French Bulldog.
Yeah, man. Jeez. I got to go back to jiu-jitsu. Take me back to jiu-jitsu, Gus.
You're too scared, dude.
I am. I'm very scared.
Why are you scared?
I'm old and fragile, I feel. And I feel like I can't get hurt. UPS is very physically demanding. You know, and
is your beginner
you're not gonna get hurt. You're just gonna be aching all the time.
Okay, go ahead.
That sounds terrible.
Tell me I'm not a man, Gus. Go ahead.
So you're not gonna get hurt.
Mm.
What days are you coaching for?
Your booty hole's gonna get real sore.
What days are you there, like coaching and shit, like teaching?
Instructing. I don't instruct. I train just 3 days a week.
He just whoops ass. Yes.
I thought you were instructor Gus.
No.
This motherfucker said you're not gonna get hurt. True or false, Gus? You're currently holding a hernia.
I'm holding a mic, but yeah, I have a hernia.
He has a hernia. See, I'm not.
That's a weird place to keep it.
Hernia.
Yeah, but that wasn't through jiu-jitsu. I think that was just
hernia.
Weightlifting, I think.
Damn. I can't do that, fool. At any time I've gone after a long layoff, which has been very long always, I am the highest ranking white belt at Chula Vista Jiu-Jitsu, dude. I've been a white belt for
you're
like
the only
years.
One left.
Yeah, it's like 5 years now.
Dude, everyone else has been promoted.
Like, at least a purple belt by now.
Can you hang with those fools still?
Yeah. Because I don't want to say shit. I'm not going to say
it. Say it.
Nah,
first and last name.
Nah.
Address.
Gus wants phone to. Numbers.
Mikey Meals, when you're ready to bring some more product in, bring it on in. We're here for you. The best prepared food meal prep. No, man, I love it, but I just do get hurt. Like, I've broken toes. I've broken fingers.
Oh, I can't
and it's
a toe.
It's annoying. Like, it's not like, but it's just like, wait, really?
Yeah, what would that do to your feet?
I'm 44 and I have, like, crooked fingers, dude. And I'm,
Is it?
That pinky dong. It's nasty. Oh, my toes, they're just really cool. Bad. And then when you go back for the first time, you get all scratched up. I'm going to go back.
Gi or no gi? What's safer? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Gus. Oh, shit. That was like a good question.
No, it's a valid question.
He's like, whichever one I'm not doing against you, that's the safest one.
No gi's for the streets.
No gi's for the streets?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people wear gis on the streets?
I don't know, but like...
Just that guy from Karate?
People wear sweaters
jackets, yeah.
Yeah. When I had a wrench pulled on me at a fight one time.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's because they knew they needed it to beat you. That's all.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, he went back to his truck to get it. Shout out Romero.
And then you ran the other way?
What, I can't call him out? I'm just shouting him out. I miss him, dude.
El Plomero?
Well. Huh?
El Plomero?
The Weenie Queen. And, dog, that fool had a sweater on, and I tried to grab it.
You're a piece of shit.
Why? Why, dog?
It's a mistake bringing you on the podcast.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
I like that boy. We've squashed
you
the
do, you, hey, do need to go into jiu-jitsu. You do need to go into jiu-jitsu.
Somebody have me my backpack.
I'd like you to go into boxing with us.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Well, right now,
the schedule's
right
on
now
pause.
It's Mondays or
yeah.
Thursdays.
Yeah, it's on pause.
It's not
right
Mondays
now.
And Thursdays.
It is.
It's one or the other.
No, it's both.
I have gloves,
but it's on pause until April. When April comes back, he's going to be coming back to coach
us. I only have till June to lose this weight.
April, May. That's 60 days of training and at least two a week. That's at least 8 classes.
That could be 1 pound
per
a day.
So 16 classes of boxing. You'll lose some weight, man. Worst case, just don't put both feet on the scale.
He fucking giggles through the headphone. That's crazy back there, dog.
What else you got, Barry?
I miss book clubs. Do you guys miss book clubs?
I do like book clubs. I've been reading a lot.
That's
go ahead.
I was talking to your sister about bringing it back, too.
And what'd she say?
She said, we're going to do the war of art.
What is weir? Who's weir?
Weir, me and her. We're bringing it back.
Go ahead.
And you're more than welcome to join us.
War of art or the art of war?
The war of art.
Go ahead.
So instead of the art of war, this one's more for the creatives. This is not for the guys out there fighting. This
can we skip that one?
You can. I know. I'm not a lot of coloring pages.
Yeah,
but you can be. No, it's more about staying on your grind and like keeping yourself motivated and how to build those healthy, what are they called? Habits, I guess.
Soon you'll be playing acoustic guitar.
I don't know. I'm still working on it myself. I'm halfway through it. But no, it's a good book. And it's really short. It's easy read. I'm halfway through it.
How long is it?
I think it's like 4 hours, 5 hours.
So it's an audiobook.
That's what I'm doing.
You little monster.
I ain't buying no books. I ain't got space for books anymore, dude. And no? Once I found out audiobooks like are chill, I'm in.
Audiobooks is the way to go. Yeah. I've been reading a lot of books, and audiobooks for me is just seamless because at work, man, at UPS, when I'm there in the morning, it's just the easiest thing to do. I can sit down, I can chill out, and I can just oh my God, he's going in for more. Albert, we've got another interview coming, dog.
We'll be fine.
We've got another interview coming. OMG. Yeah, audiobooks.
I think there's nothing worse, though, than an audiobook with, like, a bad reader. Like, I love it when it's the person who, like, wrote it, but I get it sometimes, like, the person's dead or, like, whatever, but, like, God, you gotta like, they gotta step up their audio quality.
Gus,
we can make good audio quality here. They can do it too.
The last book I read was by this guy, Vincent Vargas. He was a Border Patrol agent and just, he was on the Cam Haines podcast. He wrote a book. And so I just read that book.
Was it
pretty
called
good.
Meat Eater, the podcast? Is that the one?
No, it's Cameron Haines.
Border Patrol, huh?
Yeah.
Pro or against? Motherfucker.
He was just explaining like the true like what question, Border Patrol does and stuff.
Answer the question, guys.
What was your question?
Are you pro or against Border Patrols?
Pro.
Oh, right. Did you see I had a Border Patrol agent cruise through the brewery? And
he
wanted
his badge on you, dude.
Yeah, dude. He told me to like blur his face out, but he gifted me a Border Patrol belt buckle, dog.
Oh, nice.
Why do we have that here? We gotta hang that shit up.
I have it in my bag. I'll just I blurred out his face, and I got some mixed reactions from people on the post that I put on there. I'm good, bro. I have to be tip top. There you go. Oh, look at that. I just been eclipsed by Albert. Border Patrol, you got to be pro. I want to
total
go,
eclipse of the sun.
I want to go and see what a day consists of with the Border Patrol agent. Just how much hate. Who do you think gets more hate right now? Police officers or Border Patrol?
Dude, that's tough. Yeah, probably cops still, but Border Patrol still get a
cops
lot of hate.
Currently
too.
Cops currently get the most hate, but Border Patrol has like consistently gotten hate.
Okay.
Well, but I think cops get more hate across the nation. Border Patrol at border
very
towns.
Localized.
Yeah.
It's very micro.
And it's weird because we all have homies that are in both, like, you know, occupations.
Yeah.
And it's funny, just none of them ever want to come on the podcast. They'll
that's
talk
not true.
Yeah, that's true, bro. I've tried. Mm-hmm. I know three dudes that are either in customs or in Border Patrol, and I've hit them up. Each time, we're like, oh, wait till I retire, dog.
My sister's customs.
Would she be on the podcast or what?
Yeah, but she's not even like in the border anymore.
Go ahead.
She's in Charleston.
Even better.
Charleston,
South Carolina.
So she's doing what, like TSA stuff?
She does. They have a port in the, like an ocean port.
There it is, bro.
But Border Patrol, I have some Border Patrol homies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would like to do a ride along with the board, like an actual frontera.
On a horse.
Yeah, just on the horse.
On a horse.
Dude,
with
easy,
a vest and a
fucking
gun.
Horse. Fucking
no
good.
Shirt.
Imagine the horse as soon as Albert comes up trying to get on
I'm
there.
I'm not that fat.
The horse would say, nay.
He gets better. He's like, puta la
virga. I'm not that fat.
You're not fat at all, fool. You're not fat at all. Update on your wife. How's she doing?
Good.
Yeah?
5 months.
Oof.
Yeah, dude.
It's getting close.
Girl, homie.
Room is ready? Girl.
No, not even close.
No?
Mm-mm.
What's in there right now?
It's just
dusty
got,
ass
it
Peloton.
It just got taped off.
Yeah?
For like paint.
Ooh.
So we're trying to figure out what color and shit.
Look at you, dogs.
Are you gonna go pink?
Dog. Nah.
No?
You're gonna neutral. Be a girl,
dad. All
you're
neutral. Green, whatever, I think, whatever, is the neutral color,
whatever
right?
Pinterest tells us, dog. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Figure it the
fuck. Yeah, stick with Pinterest. They're smart.
Yeah, fucking
or just get those Pinterest floodlights from behind you, and you can change the color every day.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's, light that
dude,
room up.
The kid's not gonna be in there for like fucking a year.
Yeah, I feel like they just stay in everybody's bedroom. Like, in the
I'm excited for you, man.
What?
I mean, you're all grown up, dog. I'm excited for you.
About to be a dad.
Yeah, you're about to be a dad.
You're a girl dad, right?
I am.
That's just tight, huh?
She's 10, so yeah, it's fun.
That's all I ever wanted, dog. So I'm excited about that. Like, seeing what that dynamic's gonna be like, dog.
Is your mom all in? Like, she's in that full grandma mode or not yet?
Yes and no.
Uh oh. Go ahead.
So we just asked her recently to vacate her bedroom. As we wanted more space in the house. So she's moving to TJ full time.
Wow.
Oh, you kicked your mom out?
Dango.
Now
we know which parent he chose.
You kicked your mom out of your own house? Her own house?
We had her own house?
That's fucked
mom,
up.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Mijo, this is my house.
Nah.
See, you gotta
There's a new lady here.
No, we have a spare bedroom that is her bedroom. So now it's like, hey, listen, like, because I think my...
I'm your mom. Tell me the way you told her. Fucking Spanish. Go ahead.
Era jefa. El pedo es este.
A ver.
A mí no me importa.
Okay. That's already some shit.
No, you know what it is? I think my wife wants her mom around a little bit more.
Oof.
And so it's just a matter of like having that balance
you ready for
between
that?
The two. Yeah, my suegra's dope as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she loves me. Mm. No, it's going to be good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your freak out level?
I'm not gambling, man. Huh? But
on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your freak out level? Are you worried yet?
Of having kids?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, zero.
Like the world you're bringing this kid into?
Nah. Oh, the world I'm bringing this kid into is scary. But, you know, I also...
That's the thing that hit me first. As soon as I found out I was going to be a dad, I was like, and oh, still, shit. What
Barry always bringing that white perspective on parenting, bro.
And even then, you're still like anti-Second Amendment and shit. That's so weird to me.
Is it really?
Actually, I'm pro...
You're pro?
Everybody having guns.
Yeah?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Do you really? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you think I can afford a gun, fool?
Oh, shit,
I was going to use
bro.
My stimmy check on it, but then they got, you know, all bought up. So.
Who?
Guns?
Yeah, back in the COVID
there was
days.
A time when they were sold out?
Yeah.
I remember.
Because they were giving us free money, and everybody's like, let's buy all the guns.
Yeah.
And they did.
And I missed out.
Dude, there was a time at UPS where every truck was filled with ammunition, fool.
Hell yeah.
And it was just heavy-ass loads, and you throw them on the ground, and go... It's like...
Hey, can we shout out whoever made this?
Big ups to fucking Paul. Paul has a pre-old-fashioned mix. He dropped it off. He left it here.
And
it
Brian Giles?
And Brian Giles, bro. He came through.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he came through and he made it happen, man.
Are we talking Padres opening day or no?
What are we doing for Padres opening day?
I'll
I'm going.
There.
Yeah, I'll I'm going.
There. I heard you got Western Supply.
We got upgraded. We got upgraded. We're going to Western Metal Supply to their suite areas. So we're going to have the food
sweet.
And the beer. And we just had to sell. We had to sell our tickets.
To do that?
Yeah, because I didn't want to give them away. Fool. I wanted to make money. It's opening day. So, yeah, Sean just hit me up. He said, we sold our tickets for like $240.
Well, we'll be at the tailgate area, like the one right in front.
Mm.
What's that called?
I don't know.
The Omnia one or whatever?
Okay.
I don't know, whatever the fuck. Mm. We're right there. And then, yeah, let's go inside and get fucked up, dude.
I can't. I don't want to do all that.
Why?
It's Thursday.
It's blackout.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you blacked out on an opening day before?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. Ambulance stuff.
No, really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Are you going to be
see
that?
Yeah, I can see that. Dude.
Well, my wife won't be drinking, so usually it's us hyping each other up.
Uh-huh.
Right before I got pregnant, I was showing you videos of me pulling her out of the club on Tuesdays, dog.
I don't remember that.
No, yeah, I remember you getting pregnant. That.
So I'll have a chaperone, which will be nice.
Yeah?
But like, yeah, other times it was us hyping each other up. So I'm stoked.
This fucker gets drunk and wants to race everybody. Like he wants to go into foot races.
Like
against
a foot
people.
Race.
First one to jail wins.
Fastest.
Yeah.
I'm fast as fuck, boy.
Once upon a time, I'm sure you were
4.340s in high school.
There's an extra letter in there.
No.
Facts, dude. People laughed at Cat Williams. Did you see him run? No.
Is he fast?
So he's on Joe Rogan, he was like,
he's also read 3,000 books.
I'm fucking. Oh,
he reads 8 books at a time,
dude. On Club Shay Shay. I'm telling you, I can do a 4.340 right now. He said that shit, and then they made a run. I mean, he ran a 4.8.
In his hard-bottom pimp shoes?
Oh, man.
4.8 is fast as fuck.
Slid right through the finish line.
50 years old, bro.
Is he that old?
Cat Williams is old as shit, dude.
Do you like Clip Shay Shay, the podcast?
Some episodes are all right.
Yeah?
The Cat Williams one was hilarious.
Oh, that one's hilarious. That was on point. More often than not, they're good. There's some bad ones.
He's a good interviewer.
Just like anything else.
He doesn't bring down the people on the podcast, which I like.
Oh, there you go. Well,
just let him go. Let him drink those old fashions.
He doesn't just like bury his co-hosts and
shit.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't be so buoyant and fucking... Never mind.
No.
We don't even need a laugh track. It's just
don't do it, Albert. I don't want to.
You have been.
I know, bro.
Let's talk about it off air.
Nah, we will. We'll get into it. I'm just happy you're back and you're going to be doing this again.
I'm happy to be
Gus, do you have anything to promote? Anything? Any updates on the golf tournament before we wrap this up?
You know what? I just got a call from the dude from East Lake. So hopefully we have good news as
let's get him on the line.
We can pour Nick something.
Go ahead.
Hopefully we'll be able to pour on the course.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president. Look at him.
So we're looking to do it at East Lake this year. So hopefully they'll say, yeah, you can pour our alcohol on the course. If not, we might have to pivot. If not, we'll figure it out.
Can you take over their cart?
Well, here's
the
thing.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because if you can't pour them, then drive through groups and pour them up.
This is the only reason we know.
You know?
Yeah.
Three Punk Ales was just part of, we were part of a golf tournament at East Lake for St. Pius Church. And we were posted on hole number one. Kevin and Kiki were slinging the chelas until they said, you can't do that shit here.
Do you think it had to do because it was a church
I don't know. I have zero clue. That's why I relayed that information.
Yeah, so I'll find out right now. I just got the call from the dude. So hopefully, fingers crossed, good news.
What day are we doing it, though?
August 2nd. So it's that first Friday in August.
Time out. Gut, or are you, Barry? All right, now you do it. Not on the camera.
Say it. Go ahead.
Go ahead now.
Friday, August 2nd.
Nice. What time and what time?
So it would be, tee off would be 1:30. So check in probably like around 11.
It's going to be a late
one. So we're doing probably like a lunch beforehand when you sign in.
Pre-party. People aren't finishing that round. There's no, that's a 6-hour round at this tournament, Doug.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, but it doesn't get dark
until
like 8.
Maybe
the way you play. Bro. Nobody's finishing this fucking
thing. Either way, it's so hopefully it'll be at East Lake.
Either way.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
so
in.
It'll be the first one I'll be at.
Me?
I've given away money at both of them.
You never played in our tournament?
No, dude. I'm always at Baja Beach Fest. Getting my perreo intenso on.
Danny Flo.
Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Martillazo.
I can't wait for this to be over.
He's going to be there, dog. So thank you guys for not making it on August 11th, my son's birthday. August 12th. Wifey and myself's anniversary.
They're trying to get you to go this time.
August 6th, the brewery's anniversary. Like, they make it every fucking year on one of those days, and I have to leave early. So it is August 2nd.
August 2nd, first
That's
Friday
when
of
my
August.
Dog was born. Fuck. Yeah,
Gus, how much Stout. You want to bet? He's be like, I can't make it.
Birthday.
I got to work.
For no reason.
Stout's B-Day. Got to go take him for a walk.
Yeah,
and get
bring him to the club. And so who's in our foursome, or are we not?
I'm with you. I'll golf this year.
Yeah?
I'm down to golf. But it's East Lake.
Let's win this thing.
Hey, if we want to do a Bonita told us to go fuck ourselves.
I told you they would, too. Yeah.
Really?
I told you they would,
They said,
too.
Thanks, but no thanks. We're good.
They're like, we don't need this.
Yeah, yeah. We're good.
When she told me that, I was like, oh.
We've been so good to them.
They're really good people, though.
We love Bonita.
Do we love Bonita, dude? You know why we wanted to go there.
I get it, right? Like, they have
hits. You know who wants us?
You wouldn't close the brewery for random things if they, you know, if it affected your regulars.
Last Friday.
But for one day?
Yeah, one day. Look at this Friday.
What do you want me to tell you, dog? I tried.
This Friday at Little Italy, this past Friday, we closed Little Italy.
Literally,
like,
doesn't matter.
It counts,
dog. It's Third Ave, homie. Third Ave is the
Little
the
Italy
shit.
Is not like the 17th child in a family. All right?
I'm 18.
That's, oh, you're 18?
I'm 18. I'm 18, dog.
Little Italy
Gus,
will never...
Gus, don't fucking encourage this shit, bro.
Never emancipate itself from us,
you're supposed
dog.
To bring balance on the fucking couch, dude. Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't like... I do... love when you try to like get all puffy chested.
I've never puffy chested.
You're trying.
I'm just big chested.
August 2nd, yeah. East Lake. We're doing it. Going big. I want to go play around with you guys.
When do foursomes go for sale? We're playing the country club tomorrow.
When?
Tomorrow.
What time?
Us three.
When?
Noon? One?
Let me know because I'm working the brewery tomorrow, so I got to like bless somebody with a shift.
Friday?
Friday works.
Friday's rough.
Friday works.
We have things on Friday.
Thursday?
What do we have on Friday?
We have an interview.
El Compa Boogeyman. Let me know, bro.
I mean, Gus and I are playing tomorrow. You got a
shift
to cover.
I'll go. I'll fucking get it covered like that. Do you know how many people want to wear it?
I do.
So let me know.
I'm the bottom of that list.
You are.
What time? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Should we play like at noon?
Say it with your chest, fool.
Noon or one?
Earlier.
Why earlier?
Because I feel like if we play at noon, it's going to be a long... Dude.
No, the later the better. There's nobody there. We'll play in 3 hours.
Yeah?
You afraid of people seeing you golf or what?
What?
Me?
No, him. Bitch.
I'm in.
I'm pretty sweet.
Hey, invite Barry, homie.
No. He's fucking muting me, dog. Me and her are beefing.
This is what the country club is reverse racist, bro. They don't allow white people on there now. Barry, you're mean to him, Al. You can't be mean to Al.
He got that from you, bitch.
I know. I used to do that shit.
You earned the right, dog.
I used to do that shit all the right.
You're sitting in my chair.
Oh, no. That's why it's broken.
Yeah, I broke this shit.
All right. Set it up. I'm in.
All right.
Gus, what else?
Yeah, tomorrow?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's play tomorrow.
Yeah, so golf tournament and then... Hopefully, the first bike ride of April will have new merch. Probably doing a pop-up at Three Punks. Hopefully, that's in the works. So just look out
there's
for
a
that.
Lot of hopefully, it's weak language.
Yeah,
fuck this weak language.
No certainty in any
of these
things.
April 1st. No, what day is it?
It's the first Sunday of April.
The first Sunday of April at Three Punk Ales. We're going to be doing a pop-up event.
Easter is the 31st.
Of March. That's crazy.
Yeah,
March.
So.
We will be doing a pop-up
April
6th.
Event. April 7th. April 7th.
April 2nd. Pop-up event.
No, not
Are you giving away that
7th.
Sunday, pop-up event.
You won't be seeing Vernie there. She doesn't love you.
At Three Punk Ales, first Sunday of April. We're going to start our ride at Three Punk Ales. We'll probably ride out to...
probably IB or something.
Nah, ride. Barrio Logan.
Oh, you think so?
Barrio Logan.
Oh, they were saying, huh, Por Vida.
Yeah, something. Probably Por Vida. Barrio Logan. Cruise back. And we'll have a pop-up set up there. Built-in awesomeness. Cruise through. Cheekly will have
and
merch.
And positive vibes.
Selena will have merch. Emo Brown will have merch. So we'll have some cool shit, and it'll be awesome. We'll probably have music, treats, and all the things.
Will the homie Josh have merch?
Maybe. We'll reach out to one of them. Yeah, we'll reach out to those guys. We'll make it legit. Barry will be playing on the deck.
Yeah.
Barry will be strumming his guitar, singing
Bring your
Wonderwall.
Stage. We'll bring the stage.
He'll be playing Wonderwall and red wine and all of the things that make white people shake
red
that
cups.
Ass.
Come on, get it right.
Do the thing, bro. The worst. All right, Barry, what else you got before we leave?
I'm famous on TikTok, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, shit. Nice. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I found out. I don't know how the fuck Fernanda found it, but I guess
because wives be looking for shit, homie.
Looking for shit.
Wives be looking. They're like,
she found
Gretel,
she found some people breadcrumbs. Using my audio in like just random fucking video. Like they don't know what the fuck these videos are. But one of them is my favorite. It's this lady. She's like works for like a community college or something. And I have a song. Well, not like a song. It's like a commercial that I made shitting on community college. And she's using it as like a serious like. I think she just typed in community college and found this fucking ad. And it's like, she's trying to promote her college. And mine's like, community college for people who don't know what the fuck they want to do with their life. And
she, you're laughing.
It's everywhere.
But
it's
we're
hilarious.
Taking
it's
the shit seriously.
It's very funny, dude. Community college is funny as fuck, dude. Harvard on the Hill. Didn't you go?
I went. Yeah, everyone went to Southwestern for a little bit.
I'm a proud dropout of that school.
Yeah? You were Kanye before Kanye.
I'm like 8 credits short from actually having
a degree. Dude, I met my wife there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You met your wife there.
At Southwestern.
Yeah. What school did your wife go to?
She had gone to Eastlake.
She went to Eastlake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were both part of the Hilltop. Marry a Hilltop girl.
No, she went to Eastlake.
That's what Benita guys do, bro. We marry Hilltop chicks.
I married an Ota Ranch girl.
Yeah, because they're trying to
part
like,
of the checklist.
My lady cool. went to Ota Ranch.
And I think that's why they hate us, bro.
Who?
Because I know a lot of Benita dudes that marry Hilltop chicks. Un chingo, dog. Okay. Go ahead, say it. We'll get canceled. Say it, fucker.
No, listen. I'm a... Love wins, dog. That's what I care
about. What a full circle he's made.
You know what I'm saying? Love wins, bro. That's what I'm about.
Where'd your lady go to school?
Otay Ranch.
Otay Ranch? You got hella young.
Dang, Otay Ranch.
Dude, Otay Ranch was a fucking ridge or a little fucking hill with cows when I went to school.
I thought my wife punched me the first time I kissed her.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Non-consensual?
We'll talk about that later.
That's a different day, bro. Now you impregnated her.
Yeah.
Out of you.
Now you punched her back.
14.
Barry, I thought you were going to put a video of you on TikTok or something.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, we can't do it with the audio. It's just some lady dancing around like, it's like.
Hey, TikTok's about to get canceled, so your 15 minutes are about over.
Dude, hey, did you see Nancy Pelosi? Tic-tac-toe. Did you see Nancy Pelosi talking about it?
What the fuck?
They're like, we're getting rid of it.
She's like, we're not trying to get rid of TikTok. We're trying to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe.
Hey, real shit, you're pretty political, huh?
No.
A little bit.
He's connected.
Trump 2024. Huh?
Whoa!
Hey, real shit, though?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
Speaking of Trump 2024, don't you have to, like, pay somebody?
Hey, for real shit?
I'm not political, dog. I was a poli-sci major.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That sounds like a very sophisticated GED.
Getting every dollar.
Hey, you're a Trumper? Hardcore?
What? No. I want everybody to be happy.
All right.
And to be treated with respect.
All right.
Yeah. So whoever candidate you
elect. Joining us next week on the co-host couch.
No. I want everybody to be happy, though.
Nah, you, bro.
Let's not talk politics.
You started this shit.
I didn't start dick.
TikTok, he ends with it.
TikTok getting canceled, bro. All 48,000 of the followers I have on Emo Brown for TikTok are going
to
disappear.
No, they're going to sell that shit.
Are they?
You know what?
Yeah, they just have
I'm
to
I'm going to call
it.
Them out. They don't engage. They need to engage more. Yeah, all 48,000 of you, I'm calling you out.
Yeah. Well, we have some videos where there's a lot of engagement, and then we have some videos where there's like minimal. Mm-hmm. We have an engagement of 2 million people on one video. That's bananas. And then another one has like 1 million. I don't know how we built TikTok. I'm way old. Like, I have zero clue how TikTok works.
I'm not even on TikTok and people are using my shit.
There it is, bro. Shit. Barry, you've done it. Excellent show.
Yeah.
Excellent show.
I recorded it.
Oh. This cocksucker, dog. We had a very top quality episode last week.
With who?
Well, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but he deleted it.
It'll be coming out soon because it's not deleted. Steve just didn't know how to find it.
It was on the SSD card, apparently, but I couldn't find it. And I thought it was deleted. I had to break the news. And I could tell that they were a little upset. And I was like, man.
Who was a little upset?
The person that we interviewed.
Who's that?
The person who we thought got deleted.
Got
never gonna get me, fool.
Just
so yeah, we'll be releasing that one this week, in lieu of this one for, you know, possible cancellation. Hey, you said some outlandish shit, dog.
Nah, you said some outlandish shit, dog.
I'm with it. Good job. Them shorts are outlandish. People in the chat were asking if he opens his legs a little bit, we're gonna get Sharon stoned.
That's why I zoomed way in.
Nah, these shorts aren't even that short.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Barry. Albert, what you got?
It's gonna be a good week for all involved. Please visit Steve at 3 Punk Ales Monday through Thursday, 12 to 3.
Tuesday through Thursday. But not tomorrow because apparently I'm golfing.
Wednesday through Thursday, 12 to 3. And we'll see you guys August 2nd.
Opening day.
Yeah.
August 2nd.
Where we partying opening day?
We're going to start. We're just going to tailgate the whole time.
Hey, we're doing another all you can eat and drink suite for May 26th against the Yankees.
Who said that?
Who's in?
Who said that?
That doesn't matter.
Who said that?
That's my all you can eat, all you can drink plug. But it costs money, guys.
I'm out.
All you can drink like alcohol or just sodas?
Yeah. So let me know. I'll get at you guys.
How much? Ballpark it.
$200
Per person?
Yeah.
Are they going to have those old school hot Cheetos?
Call Fabio. He'll fucking pay for you, you fucking mooch.
Dad.
Look at you.
Dad.
I can't wait for him to emancipate from your ass.
It's happening.
Thank you. Another awesome show. Barry, hit that button, dog. Mute Albert.